Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Steelers have been linked to Alan Lazard of the New York Jets, a guy who Aaron Rodgers has a good relationship with. And so this was aggregated, put out on Instagram. And in response to that Instagram post, Steelers safety Deshaun Elliott replied, "He's so ass, LOL." Didn't he compare either a Steelers opponent or a coach to Osama bin Laden last year?
Yes.
Deshaun, put the phone down, man.
Yeah, he's a psycho. He's losing it.
Just put the phone down. He's so ass. I think Deshaun Elliott had a great year last season.
Yeah, he did really well.
He's a really good player.
Yep, really good signing for them.
I think he was the better of the two safeties who played for them last year.
Yeah.
And I'm happy he's going to be back this year. But my man, put the phone down because Alan Lazard about to walk up in here and he's going to say, "Where the hell is Deshaun Elliott?" And they're going to have to throw hands in the middle of the locker room. I don't make the rules.
Unless they're like boys off the field and it's a joke.
He's so ass.
So funny.
I don't like that though. Not because he said it. I mean, I also
don't like that. What if they're friends?
If they're friends, it's totally fine. Right. You bust balls. That's life. And they might be. But if that's what he actually thinks, then I don't want Alan Lazard. And I kind of don't want him anyway because he's buddies with Aaron Rodgers. And you can't let Aaron Rodgers make all your offseason decisions for you. It's a terrible look.
I mean, Alan Lazard, whenever we went through it yesterday, I mean, he had a decent season.
He's had 27 touchdowns in 6 years. My man scores. But, like, come on now. If I have a really good defensive back, and that's how I would characterize Deshaun Elliott after watching him last season, he says that this guy is ass. I don't want ass on my team. I ain't running a strip club. I don't need this guy. Alan Lazard. He's so ass. And it's not like it's Dante Jackson saying it. Or I'll throw some friendly fire at my Mountaineer brethren. Beanie Bishop saying it.
I mean, Deshaun
like those
Elliott,
guys can't evaluate. They don't know.
Deshaun Elliott, I mean, if you rank the, you know, Alan Lazard's career and Deshaun Elliott's career, I think Alan Lazard would come out up top.
What?
This far. Yeah. For sure. I think Alan Lazard is older than Deshaun Elliott, but I mean, look at the statistics.
Alan Lazard. You can do better than Alan Lazard. I like saying his name, though, if that's not obvious.
Big body, as Pat was saying yesterday.
That's great. They got big bodies in the tight end room. You got DK Metcalf. You need a guy who can run routes. You need a guy who can catch balls.
Alan Lazard can.
Volume. I need a volume guy. A chain mover. They got enough weapons for the red zone. Metcalf and Washington and Freiermuth. It's plenty. A new running back, Caleb Johnson. You got all kind of red zone weapons. I need a possession receiver.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, sure. Ayuk.
It would cost the 49ers $65 million if they traded him in dead cap money.
Oh, man. They ain't doing that.
No, that's not going to happen.
But they want to, it seems like. I mean,
I really don't understand it. I know Florio said it with the PM guys, and other people have run with this, that they would love to unload that contract. I'm sure they would, but you can't have $65 million in dead cap space to not have Brandon Ayuk. That makes zero sense. Mm-hmm.